God is our Father, January 10. He knows our needs before we ask. Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him, Matthew 6:8. If God, the divine artist, gives to the simple flowers that perish in a day their delicate and varied colors, how much greater care will he have for those who are created in his own image? If men love and obey God and do their part, God will provide for all their wants. No man can add one cubit to his stature, no matter how solicitous he may be to do so. It is no less reasonable to be troubled about the morrow and its needs. Do your duty and trust in God, for he knows of what things you have need. He watches over us with more tenderness than does a mother over an afflicted child. God is a friend in perplexity and affliction, a protector in distress, a preserver in the thousand dangers that are unseen to us. God dwells in every abode. He hears every word that is spoken, listens to every prayer that is offered, tastes the sorrows and disappointments of every soul, regards the treatment that is given to father, mother, sister, friend, and neighbor. He cares for our necessities, and his love and mercy and grace are continually flowing to satisfy our need. In his care we may safely trust. God helps the feeble and strengthens those who have no strength. In the fields where the trials and the conflicts and poverty are the greatest, God's workmen must have increased protection. To those laboring in the heat of the conflict, God says, "The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." Our Lord adapts himself to our special needs. He is a shade on our right hand. He walks close by our side, ready to supply all our necessities. He comes very near to those who are engaged in willing service for him. He knows everyone by name. Oh, what assurances we have of the tender love of Christ.